Gail Gadot has been cast as Wonder Woman in the upcoming Man of Steel sequel, which I believe is still nameless, but that will be a point we'll get to in a second. I will say this much. I think casting news is about as exciting as a CG trailer for gaming. I get the purpose of them, and I understand their reasoning for it, but it doesn't really tell me much other than the person is going to play such a character in such a movie. And it only really works with adaptations because, like, for a normal movie, if somebody was cast, you really wouldn't say much about it because you wouldn't have a history with the character. That said, there has been a lot of hubbub made about this casting decision and the inclusion of Wonder Woman in this upcoming Man of Steel sequel. And I, for one, have found it rather curious. I mean, I've been around long enough to know that the internet tends to like to react negatively to any major announcement, but the reaction this has gotten across the web, and just the reaction that this sequel has gotten, has got me curious about what people expect from this film and from DC and Warner Brothers. On one hand, everybody wants them to kind of build towards what Marvel has, but they don't want them to do it in the method Marvel has because they feel like that's copying Marvel. But at the same time, they don't want them to try something differently because Marvel's already proven that they have a successful formula that they should ape as much as possible without completely copying it because then they're copycats. I don't get it. It's an ultimate catch-22. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I'm happy that they seem to be trying stuff their own way, and if they fail, they fail. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. As much as people love Marvel Cinematic Universe, it hasn't been a completely failure experiment as well. I mean, Edward Norton wasn't in the Avengers as far as I know, and I don't see Mark Ruffalo getting a solo Hulk film anytime soon. That's not to say that, you know, everything didn't come out together well at the end. It's just that the process to get there wasn't super smooth and easy. It's not like they knew what they were doing and got it right at bat the first time. They did strike out once or twice before finally hitting the home run. And I think DC, as much as people may disagree with me, do seem to have a plan. I mean, people say they are going after that Avengers money, and it may be true, but at the same time, the last Batman film grossed over $1 billion. Superman grossed more than $500 million. If they really wanted to, they would have done a Superman movie independent, a Batman movie independent, and maybe even a Wonder Woman movie independent, and probably have gotten money and a half to what they would get in doing just one film with all three stars in it. I think their play is that they just want to go for it. They just want all of these superheroes to get together. And there's no reason to be against that. I mean, the Trinity is a big part of DC. Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman are DC's big three, have always been DC's big three. So it makes sense to get them together. That said, I am of the mind, and I'm probably in a huge minority with this, that I do think that Wonder Woman should play a bit part in this film, only because she's such an intriguing and well-defined character that I don't know if a 2.5-hour movie with Superman and Batman would do her justice, but I do think whetting an audience's appetite for more adventures with Diana is a great play if you do it right, because part of the problem with adapting Wonder Woman for a lot of people have been that she has a very wonky history and she doesn't have that interest in a rogues gallery, which is very true, especially when you compare it to her counterparts like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and even the Flash from DC. That said, if you make Wonder Woman an interesting enough character in this Man of Steel sequel, maybe that's enough of a draw to get over the fact that she doesn't have a compelling villain, and you can make a compelling villain off of the fact that people want to see this compelling and interesting hero in this role. That said, I can also see, you know, if they do down her play her too much, that can backfire in their face. So it is a very, very tight rope for them to walk, and I'm curious to see what they do with it. And honestly speaking, that's where I am with this entire experiment. Like, we have Ben Affleck as Batman, we have Henry Cavill as Superman, and we have Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, but that's all we know of this film. Tony, I expected to be closer to Man of Steel, but how much of Man of Steel will affect this sequel? How much of what of Superman's actions will play a huge part of this film? How does that define the characters around him? That is what I'm more intrigued about, what I'm more more interested about. And I'm also interested to see what they do as far as villains go. And it's going to be curious when they start announcing that as to how this whole film kind of comes together in that regards. Because I like Man of Steel, but I went with the ending of Man of Steel with the prospect that out of that would be addressed in the sequel. And the announcement of Batman was kind of iffy at first until you think about it. I mean, after the events of Man of Steel, I think Batman, and next year with the word of two most reasonable members of the DC Universe to bring into the film. Because if you have this creature, this alien creature who is a god among men, wrecking shit, it makes sense for the two most powerful, most intelligent humans on Earth in the DC Universe to kind of be a part, an antistic part of the sequel. I'm not necessarily saying that Batman and Superman should remain enemies throughout the film. I actually think that's a stupid idea, especially when these films haven't introduced Kryptonite yet. But the idea of a Batman and Lex Luthor in this sequel kind of trying to figure out a way to either combat Superman or to be more defensive towards it in case he does eventually turn on mankind. It's very intriguing, and it fits both characters. I mean, Batman has a long history of never really trusting superheroes. We had Tower of Babel, which is one of my favorite Justice League stories. The Omax were another one of his great failed experiments. So both of those are a huge possibility, and you can even kind of research it. You can introduce a Kryptonite with that. And Lex Luthor has always been against, you know, Superman, so he's an easy one. And, you know, you had the destruction of Wayne Corp and Wayne Enterprise and X Corp property in Man of Steel, so that was another reason to kind of introduce that. That said, going back to the original point, is I don't see where Wonder Woman fits into that thematically, and that's what I'm really curious to see. Because thematically, Wonder Woman isn't a guardian of mankind. She's kind of an ambassador from Themyscira who comes to man's world. So I'm kind of curious to see how she would fit into this role and what they kind of portray her as. Is she going to be the kind of novice superhero that she was in the Justice League animated series? Or is she going to be a seasoned, confident warrior who comes from Themyscira because she fears this man's power? And maybe she has something to do with, you know, like this power struggle between Lex Luthor, Bruce Wayne, and Superman that really does kind of put the rest of the world in balance. I'm really curious to see where that goes, and I would love to start seeing when the pegs get plugged in. And really, that's where I am at with this movie. Announcements of cast members is awesome. It's cool. It's great to know that Wonder Woman's in here. But I really can't just start saying, oh, this is going to be a train wreck or this is going to be amazing just because this character's in this film and this character isn't. So yeah, that's really what I wanted to say. The other thing I wanted to say, I guess, is this whole notion that the only way to do a team-up movie is the route that the Avengers went. I feel like we've skipped over the entire decade where we were doing X-Men movies, which did multiple heroes well, for the most part, and nobody seems to have any problems with that. I mean, it's not like films haven't done more than one lead character before. I mean, Star Wars wasn't just Luke Skywalker. You had Han Solo, you had everybody else in there, and that was introduced in a single film. They were able to build on that. It's this whole notion that you're coming from a defined universe, everybody kind of expects you to kind of build up everything. No, sometimes you can just kind of piecemeal it. We already have Superman. We've had a decade of Batman origin stories, so really, the only character you have to introduce in here is Wonder Woman, and you don't even have to do a great job of that. As long as you make her an interesting enough character or enough of a badass, I think you have a potential to spin her off into her own solo adventure, which could either be a prequel origin, or it could be just a solo film. The great thing about Wonder Woman is that, unlike Superman, she isn't sent from an alien planet and gifted powers, and unlike Batman, she doesn't have this great tragedy in her background that needs to be, you know, told. She's a character who's kind of born and shaped in this manner because she's raised as a warrior. And that's something that is always existed in the character. So she can return to Themyscira and kind of go through an origins without it being a proper origins and a possible spinoff, sequel, you know, film. So I'm really excited to see where this film goes over the next year and a half. And I'm really kind of curious to see I guess the next major thing for them to announce, aside from the phones, would really be, I'm really kind of curious to see what the costume designs are for these characters. And I think more than a casting decision, the costume and their appearance is really going to be a huge indicator of the direction to be expected from this film, and maybe the rest of the DC cinematic universe, for lack of a better term. Anyhow, that's just my two cents. I just wanted to put it out there, and I'll catch you when I catch you. You're a wonder, wonder woman.